So this is sort of a general guide to our mechanisms for nucleophilic substitutions. If we've got a primary alcohol or haloalkane, it'll go SN2, and the reason will be low steric hindrance around a carbon, and formation of a relatively unstable carbocation means that SN1 is disfavored. For the secondary haloalkanes and alcohols, we've got a choice of SN1 or SN2. The reason being there's an intermediate amount of steric bulk around the carbon, and we've got a moderately stable carbocation. So we favour the SN1 by picking an aprotic, by picking a protic solvent. We favour the SN2 by picking an aprotic solvent. And finally, for the tertiary haloalkanes and alcohols, they typically undergo an SN1 reaction because we've got a large amount of steric bulk around the carbon, which means the SN2 mechanism is not competitive, and we also form a stable carbocation by the ability to delocalize the positive charge onto the alcohol groups around the